Correction: this story originally identified Cynthia Peterson as Cynthia Morin, due to the reporter reading his notes wrong. The Gazette apologizes and has updated this story with the correct name. Morinville residents say they're frustrated and confused by Alberta Health Services' decision to close the town's medical lab in less than 2 weeks, a move that will force hundreds of patients to drive to St. Albert for basic medical tests. Alberta Health Services published a notice January 17 saying it would permanently close the laboratory and diagnostic imaging services at the Morinville Clinic on February 1, with lab service to end January 31. The Morinville Clinic is located next to the Sturgeon County Center on 100th Street. It offers lab services such as blood analysis and used to perform X-ray imaging. Its X-ray machine broke in February 2020 and was never repaired. The Oz notice cited low patient numbers, difficulties in retaining staff, and a lack of working X-ray equipment as the reasons behind its decision. Lab and X-ray staff at the clinic will be reassigned elsewhere. The clinic will remain open for other services. Staff needed elsewhere. Morinville is home to one of the three labs and two X-ray facilities in Sturgeon County as of January 18, the province's Find Healthcare website reported. Gibbons has a lab, and Redwater does lab and X-ray work. In an email, Communications Director Grady Simmons of Alberta Precision Laboratories, an Oz subsidiary that runs many of the province's medical labs, said they decided to close the Morinville lab this week to address staff shortages at hospital-based labs, such as those in St. Albert, Redwater, and Fort Saskatchewan. Ongoing challenges filling vacancies combined with strains related to the COVID-19 pandemic have led to staffing challenges across the province, particularly at our rural healthcare facilities, Semin said, which has led to some difficult decisions on where to deploy staff. Semin said the Morinville Clinic hosts about 400 patients a week, and that there is no specific number of patients needed for a site to remain open. When asked why the clinic's X-ray machine had been broken for 2 years, Semin said it was so old they could not get the parts to fix it. His group decided not to replace it due to costs and the availability of X-ray service in nearby communities such as St. Albert. Confusion and outrage. Morinville Mayor Simon Boersma said he found out about the closure through the media and had been busy calling local mayors to determine how it will affect the region. He is scheduled to discuss the closure with area MLA Dale Nally late on January 18. I'm extremely disappointed by the lack of sufficient notice we've received, Boersma said, as were other mayors he had contacted. Boersma said he is still trying to understand why this clinic is being closed, as it is a busy place that serves patients from Gibbons to Alexander First Nation. Healthcare is a very important aspect of the community, he said, and now residents will have to drive or take a taxi to St. Albert for these services. It has an impact. Lifelong Morinville resident Alana Zinger said she was angry and disappointed by the closure, which will make it more costly for residents to get essential services. We need doctors here in Morinville and we need services here in Morinville, and they're just stripping them away from us. In an online interview, 14-year Morinville resident Rachel Reese said the town's clinic is extremely convenient to use compared to those in St. Albert, especially for the town's many seniors. Losing this service is a step backwards, she said, and another deterrent to living in Morinville. What's next? Lose our doctors. Town resident Cynthia Peterson said she uses the clinic for X-rays and blood work. She is concerned about how the closure will affect the region's many seniors, not all of whom can drive into St. Albert. It's very vital for Morinville to be having this clinic, she said, especially given that the town is the size of a small city. This is really not the right time to be removing something like that. The Oz notice said St. Albert's DynaLife Patient Service Center, the Mike Summit Center, and the Sturgeon Community Hospital could take on X-ray and lab service patients from Morinville without affecting appointments or walk-ins. Visit albertaprecisionlabs.ca or call 1-877-868-6848 for questions on where to get lab work done.